This is Twit.
Should we talk about a different kind of hub
now?
Yes. So in addition to smart clocks and roller coasters, this is GE. So GE has introduced the GE Kitchen Hub. Now it's 27 inches. It installs above your stove. It looks like a microwave, but it doesn't actually heat anything. It's just an over-the-stove touchscreen display. It runs full Android, no actual version specifics yet. It has a front-facing camera for video calls, so you can talk to grandma while you're heating up your SpaghettiOs.
Or grandpa.
And also has a camera pointed at the stove, so I'm assuming you can go upstairs and watch it on the home hub.
Who knows?
Make sure the SpaghettiOs aren't burning.
Is this just a TV in your cabinets that can
basically
control the stove?
Yeah, that's what I'm... So I was trying to figure out if there's...
That's not a microwave.
It's literally not a microwave. It's literally where your microwave went. It's just a 27-inch display with a camera that points at the stove.
Because that image looks like they're looking at like a feed of something. So literally like...
Yeah. Where's the microwave? That's what I want to know.
I had a TV in my kitchen in the 90s that did the exact same thing for the most part.
I just put the Lenovo smart display in my kitchen.
But is that mounted over your stovetop?
No, but it sits nicely on the bar area.
So, like, in defense a little bit, I didn't understand, like, the refrigerators or anything with the screen. Once I got Google Home Hub in my kitchen, it's been nice to, like, I'm doing the dishes, and I can still, like, have that football game going or something, and it's kind of, like, passively there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need a huge one like behind me above the stove, but like I think display in the kitchen is like an interesting.
It comes in handy.
Yes,
I have a display screen in the kitchen with Assistant. And, like I love it, but that's just TV above your stove.
Just to kind of put the nail
really
in the coffin here,
display.
It is up to $1,400. Starts at $1,120 up to $1,400, depending if you want matte or stainless steel. And it's not exactly resistant to oil and other debris, so
which
it doesn't work.
Which is a killer.
And it's a killer because usually in that area in the kitchen, or at least this is the way it's been in every house I've lived in, that is where the exhaust is for the stove. And so it's like, if there's no exhaust, what is the point?
At that price, you're putting 75 inches on the kitchen counter with a Google Home Mini.
I'd rather put that into a TV. I'd rather buy a TV for that money.
You could buy it like a really cheap TV, get a Google Home, put Chromecast in there.
But it wouldn't be mounted.
Where is the exhaust, people? I want to see Google Assistant with an exhaust.
Yes. Give me an exhaust. Do we ask for too much?
Okay,
we ask for an exhaust.
Air and steam and food smells still exist.